From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. The day a 16-year-old stabbing suspect was to be sentenced for manslaughter, a Humboldt County Superior Court judge granted a request from the teen's attorney for Christopher Kraft Sterling to change lawyers. Sterling was due to be sentenced, but now will be represented by private attorney Jennifer Dixon, who will take over for Christina Albright, who has represented Kraft Sterling since his arraignment. He pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter last month in the death of 16-year-old Brandon Brocious at a Eureka Cemetery in August last year. Kraft Sterling had accepted a sentence of 12 years in the state juvenile justice system, but apparently has had a change of heart. The Redwood Times reports, in addition to requesting a new attorney, Kraft Sterling's lawyer also filed a motion to withdraw his admission of guilt. He'll be back in court September 6th for a hearing on that matter. Eureka Police dealt with a reported barricade situation for a time Friday after responding to the 500 block of Harris Street near Elizabeth Street. A 56-year-old woman had reportedly assaulted her mother and was holed up inside the residence. That was around 10 a.m. Police eventually made contact with the woman. At around 1 p.m., she was taken into custody for evaluation. The mother had been taken for treatment from the scene when police first arrived. Early this morning, Curry County Sheriff's Office got a call from Nicole Beeman, who was camping in a teepee with her husband and children at River's Edge RV on the south bank of the Chetco River in Brookings. Beeman reported that her six-year-old autistic son had been missing for over an hour and that her husband was out looking for the boy. Apparently, the child had slipped out after the family went to sleep. He was wearing just a tank top and shorts. Three county sheriff's deputies responded to the scene, along with night security, to start looking for the boy. Also, there was a canine officer, Hulk, who tracked the child to a brushy area on the opposite side of the South Bank, Chetco Road, from the RV park where the scent was lost. The officer stated that he thought he heard a cry from that area. Well, the area identified, search and rescue teams checked it all out, and at about 5:45 this morning, members found the child and brought him back. He was okay. Humboldt State University, among the nation's top colleges according to Forbes' 12th annual America's Top Colleges list. Forbes included 650 undergrad private and public institutions on this year's list. In a statement posted on the website, the director of editorial operations says the evaluation of the undergraduate institutions is based exclusively on the quality of the education they provide, the experiences of the students, and their postgraduate success and financial well-being. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.